Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner. John is also founder of InnoVenture. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Warren Buffett's a pretty good investor, isn't he?
Well, I don't think that anybody would argue against that.
Yeah, and he says one of his most important principles is he's looking for a good business that, like a strong castle, has a deep moat around it, and he wants sharks in the moat to keep those away from the castle that would encroach upon it. And you know, he's got several examples of where he's been very successful in this. I mean, one of the biggest investments he's had over time is Coca-Cola. You know, anybody trying to compete in soft drink business is going to have a hard time going up against that brand. One of his other big investments has been Apple Computer. Apple users love it. He's confident that, you know, once you're in that Apple ecosystem, you're going to stay in it. That's a type of moat. He's got another investment in a railway. Not everybody's going to build a new railroad, are they? So these are examples of where, you know, he's been able to create a sustainable competitive advantage around the companies he's invested in. And that'd be a good thing for anybody to do, wouldn't it?
It would. And so I know we've got a point here on how we're relating this to South Carolina and our maybe our entrepreneurial community.
Right. So I've had a number of conversations with entrepreneurs in the recent past. There is an opportunity for just about anybody to create a data moat around high quality proprietary data that they have. For example, a company that's providing healthcare service is able to take symptoms that are observed by either a patient or a provider, match that up to an ultimate outcome, and learn to predict from input what an outcome would be. And the more data that you get into this loop, the more accurate this system would be, and the more difficult it becomes for, you know, another provider then to replicate that. You could also do this in a local market. For example, you know, if you had consumers in a city and they were able to see perks that a restaurant had, and the more consumers that used it, the better you are at beginning to share with them, you know, offerings and discounts that they might like. And you operate this over time, and it gets better and better and better at making that match. So somebody else trying to do this would have a very hard time compete with you. And what I found is in talking to a number of different entrepreneurs, you know, we've got their heads spinning a little bit thinking about how they can take the data they have and be competitive with this. And it would be powerful if a company could do that, wouldn't it?
Well, it would. And I'm going to guess that some of these entrepreneurs you are talking to are already looking at this integration with AI?
I don't have anybody that's done it yet, really, but I think a number of people are starting to think about it. So, you know, the kind of AI applications that are on the market today, you know, like ChatGPT and Google Gemini and things like that, it's just really the very early steps in what AI is going to be. And I think what we're talking about now is what the next generation of this can be. You know, you're looking for information, again, that's high quality, that's proprietary. I mean, it could be information about your customers. It could be information about your operations. It could even be user-generated content. I mean, you think about Netflix and their ability to collect, you know, likes and reviews so they can make good recommendations for you. You know, and you can imagine entrepreneurial companies doing this on a local basis, you know, with their local customers. And, you know, it's also something that can scale. You know, if you can do it in one city, you can do it in other cities or you know, even globally. And so one of the things that excites me about this is I think, you know, when we start talking about some kinds of technologies, it may be difficult to compete with a Silicon Valley or a San Diego or a Boston or someplace. But when you're talking about data, there are lots of South Carolina organizations that have high quality proprietary data about what they're doing that I think can begin to create these sustainable competitive advantages. And, you know, as you mentioned, some entrepreneurs are starting to think about that and really, you know, how can they take advantage of this? And I just think it's an enormous opportunity that just about any company should be thinking about how they can create value delivering a proprietary kind of solution like this.
Well, John, as always, thank you so much for your time and your insight.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur and founder of InnoVenture in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.